I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fierce protests have broken out in at least 8 Chinese cities. The unrest comes after years of harsh zero-COVID policies, many of which kept people locked in their homes for months at a time. The protests began after an apartment fire killed 10 under strict lockdown. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says people want more freedom, but they could face a harsh response from the Communist Party. Pray Chinese believers will speak into the lives of those looking for significant change. And as Lebanon's economy falls apart, the education sector continues to suffer. That makes work of the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development even more important. They offer an inclusive environment for kids who have learning differences. Wissam Nasrallah says most students at the schools come from non-Christian families, and it's a great opportunity to demonstrate Jesus' love. Ask God to strengthen and encourage the staff. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.